Good morning, everyone. You are tuned in to the morning show on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are locally grown radio. And yes, this is a different voice you're hearing this morning. It's still 7.05 on the clock, everybody, but today is a special day here for the morning show. Going on till 10 o'clock today, through 10 o'clock today. We are going to be joining James J. and Melissa K. down with our good friends at Family Natural Foods all morning long. They're going to be bringing some interviews. They're going to be bringing some great deals that they're going to be doing today. So join us. Stay with us. Even though it's going to be a little bit different, we're still going to have some Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club Star of the Day. It's Friday, so we're going to do that as well. So let's go ahead. Let's go bring in our friends over at Family Natural Foods. All right, guys, it's bright and early in the morning. How are things starting over there?
Doing really good over here, Seth. How's it over there?
Things are going well. Glad good. To hear you loud and clear. It's going to be a fun day.
That's awesome. So I got Melissa here with me.
Good morning.
How we sounded?
You're sounding good. If you can bump up the volume a little bit, that would be great too, though.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Excellent.
Get a little louder.
There you go.
We are actors. We can project.
I must project.
Seth, thank you so much for the great intro. Just don't get too good at this, man. I really need this gig. I don't need you taking this job, too, okay?
You're fine. You're okay.
You don't want to get up this early every day. You know what? We are so happy to be here. Mel and I are sitting right in the doorway, right?
We're in the thick of it.
We're right on. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. We are right in the thick of it to help Family Natural Foods celebrate their 76th anniversary.
Yes.
76 years in this community. Serving this community, as Katrina and Stephen like to say, and I really like the way they word that.
Mm-hmm. And we're here to celebrate their 76th anniversary sale happening today and tomorrow. Guess what? There is 20% off supplements, cosmetics, CBD, and essential oils. Like, one-stop shop.
I'm a little nervous about them, Melissa, because this sale is huge. They got 20% off on like a bunch of different stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. They're also having door prizes and a free gift with every purchase today.
I'm afraid they're giving away the store. I'm afraid that we're not going to. Okay,
not
they're doing so
good.
Much. They're giving away.
Really
they're doing so many different
this is
things.
Why it's so amazing.
I just want them to be around 77th. I just want to make sure. This is going to be a lot of fun because of those things, and in part because Family Natural Foods gets something that there's a connection, really. Mike Kittner and I have talked about this. I heard Carl and Mike talking about this back in the day. What Family Natural Foods set out to do 76 years ago is very similar to what WFHR set out to do 80 plus years ago.
Yeah.
Serving the community.
Being an integral part of the community.
Yeah, yeah. And, mm-hmm. and being a, well, really a blackboard for the community when it comes to things going on in it or concerns of it. Like what we do is so much on an information level, obviously, in those things. You know that better than any of us as our head of news. Here, they're taking care of the mind, the body, the soul, those kind of things. And both sides only want to do whatever is going to help this community. Our mission is that. And it's fun to be able to work together on those things, too, because we've had a blast working with these guys, Stephen and Katrina, for many years. But one of the other things we're going to look forward to doing is talking to Mike Kittner, of course, who was running things, their dad, running things beforehand.
Nice.
And kind of hearing out from Mike the history of the this building. This store.
Okay.
And they
has it always been in this location?
I believe so. We'll find out. We'll find out. Actually, we'll both find out a little bit later. Yes, it is.
That'd be
nice. Let me write that down. Right. It'll also be fun to hear the relationship that where that started with the station, WFHR, and Family Natural Foods.
Yeah.
Along with
that goes back a long ways, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Longer than as long as I can remember, as long as I've been in this community, I've heard Family Natural Foods.
Best
on
I
the
can
air.
Tell, James, you're not 76 years old yet. I'm a horrible judge of ages, but I really don't think so.
I needed that, Mel. Thank you.
Oh,
I needed
welcome.
That.
I couldn't tell this morning.
I couldn't be in a better place, Melissa, because not only is it fun to be here and exciting to do this live with you, with Katrina, Steve, and everybody, but I'm gonna actually share something with the audience a little bit here. I for the first time in probably 20 years have insurance. I have actual health insurance,
that's so
like
exciting.
An adult. I
this
actually
is something we should be this excited about in 2022
you're
in America.
So right. Yeah.
But I am so thrilled for you.
It is sad how excited you are. Seriously, I got those cards, and you would have thought I won the lottery. But it got me thinking and everything. You know, for years, as long as I've been an adult, I've been using these certain methods and doing certain things. And now that I'm finally, you know, I'm able to have insurance and stuff, I want to start taking better care of myself, because I'm starting to think the leeches thing is not working.
Ooh.
I'm starting to think that maybe that wasn't the best.
Okay. Now, leeches have their place. They absolutely do. If you got a black eye, there's nothing better than a leech to
really?
Take care of.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, for sure. Maggots also have their place, but let's not get into that. Yeah. It's too early.
There are better methods,
yes.
And I happen to be in a building right for them. A perfect building to take better care of myself and for you to take better care of yourself. We'll talk with Katrina and Steven a little more about these things, but I know that most everybody waking up this morning and facing Mother Nature felt that frost, felt a little of that cold.
It was a mite chilly.
It was, yeah. She's warning us, everybody,
yeah.
That we need to stock
it's
up.
It's coming.
Need to take care of our immune systems. Need to make darn sure that we're not, we're here for the people that need us.
Yeah.
We're here to take care of our responsibilities, our job, and just be able to have fun, because being sick is no fun.
No. I'm not a fan.
Oh, no.
Really not.
They don't tell you that as a kid. You know, you fake sick when you're a kid.
Sick days at school were the best.
They were awesome. Yeah, yeah.
You got to watch cartoons and eat pudding or, you know,
until you're really sick.
Until you're actually sick.
It's like, oh, man, this you're asleep half the time. It's not fun. We want to make sure that you have a great winter, a good fall, a good winter.
Mm-hmm.
And part of you can do that is by stocking up here on so many different things that are for you.
I might have to buy that sleepy puppy over there. I'm already eyeing it up.
Yeah, that does look really
sleepy puppy. It's not an actual puppy.
Oh, see, I was actually looking for a real dog for a second there. It is way too early for that. It is for me to be acting that way. What I'm excited about with that for people as we're doing this is not only is this a great opportunity to encourage people to come on down, say hi to us. We don't get to do these things very often.
Yep.
Of course, help Family Nature Food celebrate 76 years,
mm-hmm.
but also stock up.
Yes.
This is the time.
Yes.
You're here already.
Oh, I've already been eyeing up. Well, I already have one thing in my basket.
Mm-hmm.
But I am directly facing the essential oils rack. And let me tell you, James, this is going to be rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
20% off. Do you know how expensive some of those are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've already spent half my check. I've already spent half of it. I think I'm going to have to start working here to pay off like some of what I've already purchased in my head. One of the things that you will enjoy when you come here, especially if you haven't been here in a while or if you've never been here, because we know our regulars. We know there's some people. They're going to keep coming by like they have been for 76 years. But you're not listening to me, are you? You
no,
listen
I'm
up.
Shopping. I started looking at the diffusers.
I love it. But it actually, that's perfect, because that is exactly what it's like when you come here.
Yeah.
You come here for maybe one or two things, and you end up looking around and seeing about 100 other things you want to take home with you.
Exactly.
With people being able to come into the new people, as I was kind of getting at that, we want you to come in, check out the store, find out what you can be beneficial to you, you can use, and that is going to help you. Everybody is different. We all understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So I come in and my immune system, I need this and this. Maybe, you know, some vitamin D will help and some fish oil. Melissa comes in and she needs something a little bit different.
Vitamin B12
and
chamomile essential oil.
You can find items yourself. Everything's very well placed. But I encourage you to talk to the staff. Talk mm-hmm. to Stephen or Katrina if you can, or any of the other amazing people that work here.
They're very knowledgeable.
Yeah, they know their stuff. Mm-hmm. And if they don't know, they're going to hunt it down with you.
They'll look it up for you.
It's really cool that they're able to do these things, and we want you to take advantage of this. It's a perfect day to stock up, especially because of the sales.
And today, if you have any questions about CBD-related items, they have special guest Terry Naturally.
Yes, Terry Naturally.
Did he pick that?
It's my first question. It's
okay.
My first question.
It is going to be,
for
real. No. Terry Naturally will be here to talk about CBD and its uses, you know, any mm-hmm. questions you have about it, I bet you he can answer them naturally.
Yes.
So he'll be here from 10 to 2 today. So make sure you stop down if you have any questions about it, because a lot of us don't know the full spectrum of what CBD can do and what natural things it can do to help your body. So it'd be an interesting conversation.
If I can jump in real quick, guys, just so you know, Terry Naturally is not his real name.
Seth is talking to Seth just mentioned it. Terry Naturally is not his last name.
Is not his real name. No, he of course does the morning show. Terry Talks Nutrition on 8 o'clock on Sunday or Saturdays here on WFHR. But I've listened to his show enough to know that no, that's not his real name. So you're
It's funnier if it is though. It's more. We really are excited to have some representatives here to talk to a representative from Terry Naturally and CBD. That's going to be a lot of fun. And when you mentioned CBD, Melissa, I'm glad that came up because it's still one of those things. I've talked to listeners over the years, and most of the facts, the information has kind of come to the surface. Most people are familiar with the term now and everything. But people still are a little curious. People may still have some questions. This is the perfect place to come for them.
Mm-hmm. Or how it can help them.
Another thing that I was thinking about too is, you know, we think of our little people,
yes.
We think of our elderly, we think of the rest of us here in the middle and everything. And that's all important. And we'll talk more about each of those groups, I think, as we go along. But our furry friends as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one. And I want to get into that with Katrina in just a little bit. I also have a story that I want to get into that'll tie into those things as well.
Okay.
Speaking of that, though, as this is going to be a little bit more of an, you know, usual suspects kind of show, we do still have some familiar things going on. As you heard Seth say earlier, that he'll be handling Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and the Star of the Day featuring Culver's. He'll be doing those in the 8 o'clock hour, like you're always come to know and love. So we're looking forward to that. A shout out to both those businesses, those sponsors. We appreciate them so much. And let's get this in right away, because we're going to be saying this a couple of times. A shout out to Seth. Appreciate you doing this.
You're the man. I can't hear you, but you're the man.
I am positive that Seth is making sure that the coffee is full. He will stay awake and tuned in and making sure that we sound good, because he's our head of production for a reason. He's got one of the best ears for sound I've ever heard. Looking forward to this. This is going to be so much fun, you guys. And we're just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even gotten really going
yet. It's hardly even after 7.
Is there anything other than the shopping, Melissa, that are you looking forward to? I'm really looking forward to interacting with some of the customers.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting some people, getting to talk with the staff a little bit more. Usually when I come in, I'm in a rush,
mm-hmm.
so I don't get to spend mm-hmm. a whole lot of time here. So I'm excited to just wander around while you're interviewing people. You're going to have to like rein me in every now and then because there's so much here to see. Like they pack so much into all of their shelves. Not that it's, you know, overpacked. I don't mean it that way. I just mean that there is so many different options and so many things to choose from. The section I'm really going to have a hard time not shopping in until the end of the day is the dairy-free cheeses over there. Because those need to be refrigerated. I can't buy them yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm almost grateful that Mother Nature decided to be cold today because I can get some.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I didn't hear a word of that. I was looking at items. I was looking at things I want to buy now. It's your fault. You got me. I will. I can't help it. We are so excited about this, you guys. We're going to get going here. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. We'll take you to about 7:30 where Melissa's news will kick in. We'll come back and we'll talk to Katrina a little bit. Check in with her and see how she's doing. Make sure she's awake. We're going to keep you all awake. We're going to have fun. Again, remember, everybody, when Family Natural Foods opens their doors at 9, we want to see you there. We want you to come on, stop by, and have some fun. This sale is going on today, 10 to 2, Saturday, 9 to 1. Help Family Natural Foods celebrate 76 years serving this community of ours. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's WFHR live and direct right here from Family Natural Foods.
Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. I am not James Maloff. I am Seth, and I'm leading you from the studio today because we've got James and Melissa on location. We've got a remote going on at Family Natural Foods. We'll bring them in just a minute. Just want to remind everyone, a quick programming note for this evening here on WFHR. At 7 o'clock tonight, we will be bringing you the U.S. Senate debate between Ron Johnson and Mandela Barnes. That's going from 7 to 8 tonight, all through the Civic Media Network. So stay tuned for that. So a little bit of change in programming tonight for that. Keep that one in mind, everybody. And since this is the day that we're at Family Natural Foods, let's bring in the crew over there. James and Melissa, how's it going?
Going good here, Seth. We're just tinkering a little bit with the microphone.
Okay.
Trying to make sure that everybody can hear us live and direct. How is that?
That's
even better or too loud?
That's pretty loud, but I can correct that here. That's what I can do.
Yeah. Yeah. I hit the 9 when I meant to hit the 4.
Oh. So take it away, guys. Tell us what's going on down there.
Thanks so much, Seth. Yep, Melissa and I are here, and we're joined right now by Katrina Hittner. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, everyone.
It's so good to have you here with us.
Yeah, it's exciting to be here. Thank you.
I want to start off right away by sending a big shout out to your mom. I got to meet her yesterday. What an amazing human being.
Yeah, she's good stuff. I'm really fortunate. I get to hang out with that lady often, so super great. Yeah, she's good.
So Melissa and I just had a handful of questions for you, Katrina. What exactly is this building made of?
Well, actually, my grandfather did do that. Is a story, James. That is a story.
Okay, we'll save that because I'm going to be drilling Mike a little bit later about the history of the building and those things. And we're looking forward to that. I know some people, especially longtime customers that have come here for a long time, know quite a bit of those things. I think it'll be fun to get into some other parts of it too. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was thinking about is I was actually talking to Chuck Gennaro, our GM, our engineer over there, and a good morning to Chuck. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about how cool it is to see a kid who literally grew up at this station, you know, his dad helped start it and all these things, and now he's the general manager, you know, and all that. And literally grew up in an industry. Terry and I were actually talking about this yesterday a little bit about the people taking over for the family, you know, the family business, that sort of thing. Was this something that you and Stephen from an early age decided, you know, oh, this is what we want to do, we want to take over the store, or is it something that kind of developed and happened organically? And yes, I heard myself say it.
It's okay. This is what happens when you're here, guys. You're just going to say the words like organic and natural. That's going to happen. So you don't want me to talk about jumping on the feed bags in the back? That's not what you're talking about? I can talk about that and what I used to do.
Next segment.
Finding all the garden seeds and like doing all those things. So yeah, I did grow up here, very young age, doing all sorts of things. Okay, what I love about my dad is that he never pressured any of us to do it or want to take over the business. He was like, here's an opportunity. In fact, he was like, go work for somebody else. So you can understand who, like how a boss is and what you like and what don't you like. So that was the beautiful thing, is he was like, go get experience, do other jobs. And then we would work for him in the summer and on and off, like certain times when he had things he needed us to do. And the business has changed quite a bit from when I was a kid to when he sold it to us. And then again, since Steven and I have had it. But it was, to answer your original question, James, I will get to the point. I always liked health and wellness, and I never thought it wasn't an option. I always liked it. I thought, yeah, let's do this at some point, but it felt right. When I took some time, I traveled a little bit, I figured out what do I want to do, and I really did realize, like, hey, I want to do preventative health, and I want to move in my job, and I want community. Community, I feel like, is my middle name sometimes, so I really want to, like, engage with community, and I want to help people. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, check, 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 check. And it's cool. Like, I didn't realize creating or having this family legacy has been really special. And this is something that's not mentioned very often because I don't hype it, but I am actually the first female that's owning this business. So yes, three generations, but I never hype it because I'm just like, whatever, it's not a big deal. But so many people are always about like women owned and this and that. And I'm like, wait, oh, I'm the first female. Mm-hmm. And if you go in the messy office, which I really don't recommend, there is a photo of my grandfather, my dad, and Steven. Because it is assumed, right, that the male takes over things, right? Yeah. And actually, I think I was ready to take over the business before Steven was. I was like, all right, let's just do this. And I'm the third of us, all of us. So it's kind of fun. It's something I've always liked. Mm-hmm. So to answer it in a very, very long-winded answer.
Oh, no, great answer.
It's never been out of the question. Mm. And as time happened, life experiences, working for other places, learning what I didn't want, this really taught me is this is what I really want.
And I know that Mike's going to hate hearing this, was Mike right, was your dad right about it being a good idea to try other businesses, to have a little bit of more other experience in another store, that kind of thing?
Yeah, because my dad is a really good boss, so that's probably why. He's a very, like, easygoing, like, you try this. As a kid, when we would work here, not as a kid, but, like, as a teen, he'd be like, you can try this. If you want to, like, try something, it's not an expensive trial, or set up this a certain way. And so he let us do some trial and error of, like, what worked and what didn't, and learn failure in, like, a safe way. So that was good. But, yeah, all my other jobs were very helpful, too, because I learned different... different like leadership and different styles, and I think that's important because I have a handful of that I brought to the table, so it was good ultimately.
Good morning, everybody. We're speaking with Katrina Hintner at Family Natural Foods, live and direct. Melissa and I here. And Katrina, you mentioned in that wonderful answer, because it was not long-winded. This is radio. It is talk radio. We want you to talk. I thought of something too. You mentioned how much the store has changed from when you guys took over. What year, how long have you and Stephen been running things, and how have things changed?
Yes, so we just celebrated our 8th anniversary.
Nice. Mazel tov.
Thank you. and that's really fun. So how has it changed? When my dad, probably the 5 years before he sold it, he really got out of the feed and grain side of the business. So, right, I was giving you the answer before. I used to jump on feed and grain, like, in the back, like, kind of warehouse part of the building. Melissa, we'll have to give you, like, a full-on tour later, too.
Oh, please do.
And my dad's a great one for it, so if anyone today wants a full-on tour, you just find Mike. He'll give you the history, and he'll give you the tour. He's good for that one. There was feed bags in the back, and as kids, we would just jump from one to the other, and of course they would fall sometimes, so that happened. And we'd have to help kind of clean that up, so that was life. But so it was a bit more feed and grain, and I think Stephen and I, how we've changed it, I think it's still evolving, so it's a continual, right? But it's a bit more focused on connecting people to their farmer, a little bit more about produce is such a hard one. We keep wanting to do more with it, but it's life is so short. And so it's a really tricky one. So we've dabbled with it, right? We dabbled with lunch by the river and just trying to get more like grab and go in people's hands and healthy food options on the west side. And so that's been something we've been playing with. My dad and grandfather have always been very into educating their community and health. And my dad has done presentations in the past, but pre-COVID, we were consistently doing like presentations every month until the summer because people are just busy. Summer. And so that is something we're hoping to bring back, is presentation series, whether it's November or maybe we started up in January of 2023, but that's something we're excited about doing, is getting back as a connection, a community, and talking about health and giving people awareness. And it was so fun doing those things. It was like one evening once a month, and we're hoping to do more of that. That's something Stephen and I really value. I mean, what else? Let's see. Different companies that we've learned that we like quality and that we really want to highlight them. So that's always evolving and changing. It's kind of like Christmas here. We get things all the time, packages. It's so fun.
It definitely sounds like, too, you guys have been able to, because just the evolution of all these things, where we're able to access more information. You're able to talk to people a couple hours away that hey, you guys have ginseng. We want ginseng.
Yeah.
Being able to work and coordinate with people a little bit more. There's just more opportunity for that now since we're more connected.
Yes.
So it makes hearing you talk about it, now it's all kind of falling into place. I see it, how that evolution happened here. Mm-hmm. Being able to do more and more of that. I love that you guys took this over, and there's so many people, and I may have been one of them, that, things are great. You know, well, things are running just fine. Why would we mess with this? Why would we do anything that could take it?
Because Mike wants to retire.
I think it's pretty simple for somebody to hermit crab this, to just kind of come in and just do what has been done before you. You guys do that, certainly, but you've done that while making it your own, while also kind of giving a voice to this community, another voice to this community, an opportunity for this community to not only heal, but learn and grow. Like you said, what your dad wanted to do, and really it was so important to your grandfather and him about this community, not just being healthy and having good mental health, a good healthy system, but being informed and giving people options, letting people know that they have those options, and not telling people what to do, just saying, hey, these things are available for you.
Well, that's one of the important things you learn as a business owner, I'm sure, is to listen to your customers. You got to listen to what they want and give them what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a learning curve, and we're still learning. I feel like every day we're all learning, right?
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing of community is we get to connect together, help each other, learn from each other. And I'm always learning from our customers, which is such a beautiful thing. Like, they're bringing new stuff, new products. Can you get this? And we're like, well, let's dig. Let's look into it. Oh, and glad you brought that up, because this is a great product and didn't know about it. So, yeah.
Okay, so I brought that up because I really want you to know what I want you to do.
No, wait, let's talk about it. This is good.
Yeah, see, look at that poster behind me, you right there, that I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. Mushrooms. Mushroom benefits. I mean, we've all heard about mushrooms. We've talked about foraging mushrooms. I mean, the most common are the morel mushrooms. Mm-hmm. They're the most recognizable. We know they're safe.
Yeah.
But I see, because I follow a foraging thread on Reddit, and nice. I see people harvesting these mushrooms. I'm like, how do they know they're safe? Mushrooms are scary.
Yeah.
In the wild, if you don't know.
Yes.
But I have seen these packages that you can get where you can grow mushrooms out of a box in your house.
And we actually can get those. We have a really awesome farmer friend in the Stevens Point area. Where he's got table mushrooms, or not a table mushrooms, he actually grows like lion's mane and cordyceps and a couple other ones that are more medicinal, but you can grow those. We did them last year, we'll probably do it again, where you can buy in, and people did it as like Christmas gifts, which is kind of fun. It sounds silly, but like
some people would nerd out on it.
Yes, exactly. it was a fun thing, so we'll do that again. But yeah, there's so many different kinds. I know James has been talking about lion's and brain health, and actually, Melissa, you're so good. She's so good at her job.
She is really good.
She's really good. Because you set me up. It's not happening today, but at the end of the month, James, and maybe you're going to need to join, we're going to have True Grace, which is a great Wisconsin-based company, which is on sale today, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be talking about mushrooms specifically, so that'll be a really great time talking about mushrooms. But
awesome.
Yeah, the foraging side, I've dabbled. Jamie, who works here, you can talk her about the foraging. She does this all the time on her land. And I know, you know, things are so fancy now, right? There's apps, there's things that you can look up, what's safe, what's not. I still always go with caution when it comes to mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. And experience.
Yes. Go with somebody you know. Learn the, like, this is what it may look like or not look like. But or you can come in and find lion's mane or all the other great ones in a capsule form that are safe and they're effective and you don't have to harvest
them. And all of those benefits listed, they're right there on the poster. I can see it.
Yep.
What is turkey tail? Oh, that's a mushroom.
Yep, it's a mushroom.
Okay, good.
Yep. So I have to, because I love Mel and James, but I was getting ready for the schedule, and I heard them talking about who's coming to visit, and they did mention Terry Natural. Well, maybe because it's on our handout as Terry Natural, but it's a Terry Natural representative. So Terry himself, Terry Lemron, and his last name is Lemron,
yes.
By the way. I know.
I'm disappointed.
I know. Natural would be so good. He's not going to be here, but awesome Tom Heck, who has been here before. People will see him and recognize him. He's also been with the company from the beginning. So he knows Terry very well. So ask all the Terry questions.
He can just impersonate Terry then,
right? Exactly. He doesn't look like him, but he's super knowledgeable. He will be here from 10 until 2 today. So don't get excited about Terry Natural. We'll try to bring him back. We will. But his representative, Tom, will be here. And Tom is so knowledgeable.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like he will know any answers to any questions that you may ask.
Absolutely.
We have to get to Mel's news, and we'll do that in just a second here. We'll let you know, though, coming up in this hour, we're going to talk a little more with Katrina. We are going to have a couple of ideas of how we could spend the next half an hour. So we'll get into some of that. 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Mike Hintner, talk about a little of the history of the building here, the business, really the intentions. I really look forward to hearing a little bit more about your grandfather as well. That's one I haven't had a chance to really ask a lot of. I've been thinking of my questions and stuff, and that's one of the ones that I got for him. And certainly talking with Steven soon and many of the customers. And in the 9 o'clock hour, may even talk to you. We may be talking to you guys out there.
Yeah.
Please get ready to stop by as we celebrate Family Natural Foods 76 years in business. Today, tomorrow, today going from 10 to 2, tomorrow from 9 to 1. We'll go to Mel's News. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. It is the Morning Show, Mornings with WFHR, here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Thanks for joining us today. I am in control of the bumper music, and I'm enjoying it immensely, I have to say. This is one of the perks James didn't tell me about. This is something that I really like. So we'll bring back James and Melissa here and Katrina and whoever else they're going to interview. It's going to be a lot of fun. Quick note that Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club will be taking place today, as well as the Culver Star of the Day. So don't worry, we'll be doing that in the 8 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. All your favorites going to be happening there. We're going to go through the weekend, some birthdays and anniversaries for that as well. But right now, we're going to bring in James and Melissa and whoever else they have with them, because we're going back to Family Natural Foods.
Thanks a lot, Seth. Great intro. Yeah, enjoy the bumper music, brother. Melissa and I are with Katrina. We're just checking out the store, and I was thinking it'd be kind of fun to be able to give people a tour. So what we're going to do right now, Melissa and Katrina are going to take us for a kind of audio tour around this great building. Keep in mind, though, that is not good enough. You want to see this place for yourself, get on over here when they open their doors at 9 o'clock and help Family Natural Foods celebrate 76 years serving this community. Guys, we'll give it right over to you.
All right. Well, we are going to make our way, because right now we're kind of in the center of the building. We're going to make our way to the front door here so that we can start where you will start in the building and just give you the tour. This is a really pretty room. You know, I've always thought that when I walked in, but I'm just too taken up with everything on the shelves to really look at the room itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lights are nice. So again, I don't want to give a spoiler here because my dad will be talking the history and the building. It sounds like James already has questions. So Dad, be prepared if you're listening right now. But the quick little bit of it, so as you look up, when you walk into the front part of the building, when you look up, you'll see that it's lifted. And so this was an old gas station, Erickson's gas station, and this is where they would lift the cars. So I want to say maybe 15, 20 years ago, man, time flies, the whole build, like the ceiling was all flat, and my dad was like, wait, this is up here? We need to like highlight this. So
because
yeah,
isn't this like a hip style roof?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Mm-hmm. She's on it. James is going with a yes there too. He lifted that up again like 15 plus years ago, and so that's been really nice because it really creates a little bit more lighting in here.
Open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's less claustrophobic.
And you can see the old beams, like those are so cool.
Yeah, so the beams are, again, my dad, the historian, right? Wakely, he got those from Wakely, so there's a Wakely tie into it. My dad's such a historian, so a lot of this is still, a lot of his like old things are in here. And someday, you know, right, 8 years, like, someday maybe we'll switch it up and do some other things. And then you'll also visually see, when you're looking straight up the ramp, well, you'll first see our friends in WFHR, and you should go talk to them right away. But you're also going to see a kind of a memorial of my grandfather, Frank. There's a picture up on the right-hand side, and it's got a lot of, my dad put together a lot of the things that he was really represented by. Like, he brought in all the, like, surge milk machines. He helped farmers with like, milk machines and that transition from, you know, hand milking to having a little bit more of a machine, but not the big machine. So, again, I am stealing his talk.
Okay, well, so then we should talk about the store and the products.
All right, so first when you walk in, on your left is an entire, like, upon racks of supplements.
It is. And it's just, it's intense. It's kind of, we call it sometimes our, like, intense wall. But it's all there, pretty much in one space. So when you walk in, it's going to be your, we classify it kind of as, like, our vitamins to the left. And so you're going to have your vitamin C, your vitamin A, your Bs, your Cs, your Ds, all in that area.
It's like alphabetical.
Yeah, it's like our version of alphabetical. So, yes.
They've rewritten the alphabet. Here we go.
And then we like to do this thing where we say, after our alphabet and vitamin B and so on, then we go into pain-relieving things, joint pain and such. So, like, a lot of the Terry Natural products are there. And we say, think about your knees, right? They hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's knee length right there. So then you walk into that. We cleanse it at the top. Now we're moving our way to the right a little bit. There's a lot of immune products kind of in the center area.
And that's going to be important as we head into the cold and flu season.
Oh, you are so
make
right
sure you get
now.
Your vaccinations, people.
You are so right now. Go you. And towards the bottom, you're going to have the fish oils. There's no rhyme or reason why that's there. That's just, there's a lot of them, and it's down there. And then we're working our way a little bit more right, heading our way, not up the ramp by any means, but
we have a lot of brain health products, so things for our brain to help it, whether it's memory or just like wanting to have a sharper focus. And so we have things, and we like to say it's kind of like brain height when we do it. So
I like the system you have.
This is Steven, by the way, which I love, because it'll be like, this is logical, right? Eyes are right after brain and they're eye level. So yes. Then we have certain things like prostate health for men or women with like hot flashes, cramps, etc., all those lovely things. And then we're going to go into our minerals. So right, our vitamins are right when you walk in on the left side. The minerals are on the very far right side, closer to the fireplace, which is currently housing a lot of door prizes. And Mel, that is not all of them.
Wow, I didn't even get to see this.
Yes, so these are the door prizes, and we have lots more in the back. Like, we can't stuff this anymore. It's just too much. There are so many more in the back. This is just a taste of some of them that we have here. So, yes, we could probably do, like, 20-minute segment of just the door prizes
talking
here.
About that. I see those magnesium soft chews on TV.
I know, right? They're all really interesting.
And that's a middle.
That's a mineral, yes, mm-hmm. Good job, yeah. So then to finish up the massive vitamin wall is just a lot of minerals. So whether it's calcium, magnesium, zinc, or some of the not as well-known ones like manganese, copper, or things like that. So that's the massive vitamin wall. Ask for help. We're here to help you, guide you through it. We can be kind of like your personal shopper. So that's what we're here for today, is to help you grab those things. Or where did you guys put that one again? But there's a little mini tour of that part of it.
And if you have a question about, say I want to deal with eye issues, like mm-hmm. I'm having this going on, you can direct them to a product, right?
Yep, absolutely. We can talk to you a little bit more about, okay, so tell us more about what eye issues you have, right? Is it that night vision? Is it more like a macular degeneration? What is it? Let's talk more about it, because we like to not do the Band-Aid effect, like look into the root. So have those questions. If you have them, ask us. We are here to help you to grab the things you've been getting in the past or looking for something new, and we can help guide you through that.
Awesome. All right, well, let's skirt past the door prizes because I think we'll get distracted there. And yeah. Let's head down here. You've got some refrigerators and freezer section.
So we're in the freezer section over here. This is fun. And so there's all sorts of meat. We have these beautiful little pictures you can see. Well, I'll just have to explain them, I guess. We have like a pig or an elk, and they're animals, and then they have the names. And so it's really to help us all. I think more us than you all, but to help the
part.
Yes. Like, oh, I want a pork based product, or I'm staying away from pork, then you'll know, okay, these products are right here. Or I want elk, there's a couple elk products here too, which is also really fun to try a new kind of meat in here.
Bison.
We do. Yeah. So those are fun. And today, around 10 o'clock, we're gonna have Carl Flagg with Prairie Pastures Beef, and he's in the Junction City area, but he's gonna be doing tastings today. So he'll be in 10 until 2-ish, and he'll be doing tastings of amazing beef, pasture-based beef products. So
So James, I'll be back here at 10, or I just may not leave.
Yeah. You're just not going to come back until like at least 10:15. So we'll make sure you get some of that.
And then you've got your gluten-free products in here as well.
Mm-hmm. We have lots of gluten-free and all sorts of other freezer products. Then we move on to the fridge, and there's probiotics, there's omega-3s, there's some produce in there, so there's just like a mini tour of a couple things.
Guys, let me, real quick, I don't mean to interject.
Yeah.
Seth, do we have a commercial break to get to before the top of the hour?
Yes, we have one more.
Let's go ahead and do that real quick, and we'll come back and pick this tour up right from there. If that sounds good to you, brother.
Sounds good to me.
All right, well, to go ahead and go to break real quick, and then we'll come back here live and direct from Family Natural Foods on mornings on WFHR.
Welcome back to the morning show on WFHR, everyone. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're having a lot of fun down at Family Natural Foods. So let's get right back there with James and Mel and see what's happening.
Thanks a lot, Seth. Melissa and Katrina are nice enough to give us kind of a tour here, an audio tour, if you will, of the building. We'll do that right to the top of the hour. Here you go, ladies.
So right now we're standing in front of the kombucha self-serve refill station, and I just got to try the watermelon hibiscus.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that good?
It's amazing.
It feels like summer.
right there. Yeah. So if for those of you who don't know about kombucha, it's really good. It's actually a fermented mushroom. We're back to talking about mushrooms again.
Perfect.
You wouldn't think that, but it's called a SCOBY, and essentially it think kind of like you're making a bread, right? It needs like a sourdough or something. It needs a starter, right? Like a yeast. Instead, this is a mushroom that starts it, and then usually there's a tiny bit of sugar and some water and a black tea or something like that that really creates this kombucha. And I remember, oh man, maybe it was like 8 or 9 years ago, again, time flies, that the first company came out with kombucha, and I remember trying it and like, wow, this is so unique. So there's a lot of health properties, and that's when it's really popular. There's immune properties to it, there's digestion. I don't know.
Say it's probiotic,
yes,
right?
It's essentially you're drinking probiotics. And I don't know how many people I have talked to that are said, and maybe this is too much information for everybody on the air, but people come in, they're like, hey, I need some digestional help. I'm not moving things through as fast. So we'll just say that. And they say, I drink my kombucha daily or every other day, and it just keeps those people more regular. And then, as well as, like, again, immune health. I've had people say that it helps balance their blood sugar in an odd way, where they've given up drinking, like, a soda or a pop.
Well, because this would definitely hit that craving.
Yes,
it's got bubbles, it's got flavor. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily super sweet, although this one is kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It's something different to drink that's not water, that's not coffee. It's great. I like it.
Yeah, and it isn't high sugar. They try to keep the sugar levels lower. They actually put some stevia in it. And I'm not a huge stevia fan. It can have a really strong flavor. This never comes off as like strong stevia flavor, but that's really cool as they really try to keep it as a low sugar item or product.
And I love the fact that you can bring in your own container and refill it here. That's really awesome. So you don't have to do this at home, and you've got 4 different flavors to choose from. Oh my gosh, we could just talk about this for a minute. We should probably move on.
Yes.
So over in this corner, you have a lot of prepackaged items.
Yeah, so we have a lot of like baking. Think like your baking wall, right? Whether you want to be having oatmeal or you want flours, whether it's gluten-free. We have a lot of gluten-free flours here because a lot of people come here for that. We try to have different things than what your typical grocery store is going to have, because often once the grocery store has it, we're like, well, okay, let's find something else. We're always trying to find something else and different.
Yeah, just to offer more options.
And then you've also got all your sweeteners down on the bottom there.
Yep, we have, you know, local maple syrup and local honeys, which have other helpful properties.
Nope, James, stay away.
Stay away. and then behind me here, we have different protein powders, collagens. Collagen's been really popular. It's good for hair, skin, nails. It's good for digestional health, like healing the digestive tract. It's good for joint health. I mean, it's
so we're going to be talking more about that.
Yes, collagen.
All right. So on the other side of this, where we're not traveling due to maybe some connectivity
issues. Yes.
I know there's chocolate over there.
Yes, there is chocolate, and it's fantastic. I mean, James has tried almost all of them. Mm-hmm. Give him the taste test. You should probably be in on that next time.
Yeah. I should. I've been left out all the time. But there's other gluten-free items over there. I know we have crackers and pastas. Mm-hmm.
You got it. Yep, crackers, pastas, beans, etc. So all sorts of different food items. And then on the other wall is all of the teas, all of the coffees.
And you also have those amazing handmade wooden bowls.
Yes, that's a weekly item. You could talk to my dad a little bit more about it. It was harvested as a tree. Like, so they know which tree fell down on the weekly. And so it's a weekly tree, and then they made it into these really cool pieces for your house. So, yes.
All right, well, let's hit up this one other section here, because I think we're going to have to continue the tour in the next hour, because we only got just a few minutes left. But this wall right here, you've got some...
We have some local cookies that actually, this is a fun one. Our friends, Earth Crust Bakery up in Stevens Point.
Nice name.
Mm-hmm. They've been around for a long time, and my dad had a connection with them. He had a couple different cookies that would get made, and we'd get them, you know, like weekly, and we get them. And now we've like upped it to 4 different cookies. We had 2 originally. We've upped it to 4. Everybody loves the cookies.
Oh, they look amazing. Ginger, gluten-free, peanut butter, chocolate chip, EV energy bars.
Ooh, I need one of those for later.
And tahini. Mm-hmm. Tahini is a sesame butter, but it tastes so good. It's what's in hummus, like that active ingredient, mm-hmm. but it tastes really good in like a sweet form. Yeah, that's just a little bit of what we have going on.
Yeah, and you got some jerkies over here that you may not be able to, black bean chicken.
Oh, yep. And these are a Wisconsin-based company, and they're grass-fed, so it's all clean, no yuck in it, all clean, and they're in in the Oshkosh area. So that's just some of the fun stuff we have going on. Again, when you come in, you're going to have to sign up for door prizes. We'll have gifts with purchase. We'll have like a little greeting folks outside giving you all the information and getting people signed up for door prizes. So it's exciting.
Oh, it's so great to be here with you, Katrina. And what an awesome tour. I've already found more things that I need to add to my...
Can I get a basket?
Yes, we can hook you up with a basket.
I've started to fill up my counter back there.
Right? Yeah. There's no room for the computer or James. So we may have to do something about that.
Yes, we can help you with that. We'll have baskets, and if we run out of baskets, we'll just grab some of our Family Natural Foods 75th bags that we'll just like hand out to people. Here, just use this.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll give it back to James here.
Thanks so much, guys. Great work. We will pick the tour off from there next hour after some CBS News. We'll then, of course, come back. We'll have a little bit more of that tour, finish that up, and then we're going to talk with Mike Hintner a little bit about the history of the building. We're looking forward to that. There is just so much more to do, too. That's just a little bit of the 8 o'clock hour. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, your usual unusual suspects. You will have Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club and the Culver Star of the Day. So be listening for those as well. Nothing but fun ahead of us, everybody. Come on down when they open their doors at 9 right here to 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. That's the first time I actually have your address memorized.
You
I didn't realize
good.
That. Come on down, everybody. It's going to be a blast. We'll be here until 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.